How good a girl is Nikki? There never seemed to be an end to the dishes needing to be done or laundry needing to be washed under lockdown in a pandemic. How just the two of them could generate so much laundry when they weren't going anywhere. The most of it was Nikki's. She always was a clothes horse. Kim emptied the hamper into the laundry basket and carried it downstairs to the laundry room. It's not that Nikki wouldn't do the laundry. It's just that she didn't care much about separating lights from darks. So Kim, being the stickler she is, tried to do the laundry herself if Nikki didn't beat her to it. Plucking each piece from the basket, Kim paused when she felt the dampness in the panties she was holding. Not again, she thought to herself. She started to sort through the basket more quickly. 2, 3, damp! Stained yellow! No friggin' way! Enough was enough. How many times had she had the same conversation with Nikki? Don't just put your wet undies in the hamper. Don't try to hide it. It never seemed to get through to her. Kim understood Nikki was embarrassed and didn't want to talk about it. Of course she was. She was 26, too old to be having accidents, but also too old to be irresponsible in how she handled them. It was when the scent of peed panties wouldn't come out of her own laundry that Kim lost her patience. It was less a conversation. It takes two speakers to have a conversation. Then the issuing of an ultimatum. If I find one more pair. Well, now there were 6 in just one basket. Nikki, Kim called out as she went in search of her roommate. Where are? She cut herself off as she all but stomped into Nikki's bedroom. What have we discussed about knocking? Nikki said from her spot on her bed, where she was reclining with a book. You are in so much trouble. It isn't even funny, Kim responded, without missing a step. She crossed the room in 2 strides and took Nikki by the ear. Up, right now.
Ow! Kim, what the... Ow! Nikki yelped as Kim cut her off with a smack to her bottom. What? Ow! Stop that! Ow, ow, ow! What's... Ouch! You're hurting me!
Not like I'm about to, Kim replied, as she spank-marched Nikki to the 3rd bedroom, the one she'd been advertising when the pandemic hit, and that still sat empty. Kim twisted Nikki's ear and propelled her into the room with 1 more swat. Nikki spun around and sat on the bed, keen to keep her butt where Kim couldn't land any more smacks. What the hell? Nikki asked indignantly. These, Kim threw a pair of the yellow-tinged panties at Nikki. 6 pairs. Nikki cringed and balled the panties up in her hands as if to hide her shame, barely audible as she defended herself. So what? This is my business. And my roof you're living under. It is not. It's my dad's, so close enough. I can't believe you're still doing this.
It's just stress. Because of how things are.
The reason you're not washing the undies you're peeing in right away is because of the pandemic? Really? That's your story? Nikki didn't have an answer, avoiding the gaze of the younger woman standing in front of her with her hands on her hips. Well, Kim asked, awaiting some kind of response. When she didn't get any, she instructed Nikki. Tell me what I said would happen if you did this again.
That I'd have to move out, Nikki mumbled.
Or? I offered you an alternative.
Or, Nikki swallowed hard, you'd make me wear diapers and...
Do you really think making me drag the words out of you makes you seem more mature right now? Indignance flashed in Nikki's eyes as she spun her head to glare back at Kim. That you'd spank me. There. Happy? Kim reached out and took Nikki by the ear again.
guiding her up as Kim sat down in her place and pulled the woman over her knees, spanked like a little girl. Nikki didn't resist. She didn't fight back or try to get away. Faced with Kim's ultimatum and nowhere to go in a pandemic, Nikki let Kim smack her butt repeatedly before she lifted her skirt and delivered a smack directly to her panties. "You didn't," Kim said as she pulled her hand away. She shook her head. "Of course you did. Why not this pair too?" "Lift your hips," she ordered, and Nikki obeyed. She tugged the wet panties down to Nikki's knees and resumed spanking her roommate. "You're going to be one sorry little girl." Nikki bit her lip and tried to be quiet. Kim was always so bossy, like this was her house and not her parents. Like she was the landlord and not her roommate. Like she was Miss High and Mighty and like Nikki hadn't heard everything, or almost everything, the day Kim's mother had come over, upset over something or other, and given Kim a blistering talking to in her room. Nikki heard Kim squeal, "No, Mom!" and then the unmistakable sound of a bare bottom spanking. Not that it mattered in the moment that the 24-year-old was still subject to unmistakably parental discipline. Kim was the only one dishing it out now, in just the way she had learned from her mother. And one thing Kim learned from her mother is that spankings don't end when tears start. Despite herself, Nikki couldn't help it. She was humiliated, her wedding exposed, her younger roommate taking her by the ear like a naughty child. And now the 26-year-old was draped over Kim's knee, getting her bare bottom spanked. Try as she did to hold the tears in, Nikki's struggle escalated along with the spanking. From sniffles to watery eyes to sobs to real tears running down her face, and she got what Kim saw as an overdue and childish punishment for Nikki's childish behavior. It was one thing to have wedding accidents, but it was something else entirely to hide them in the laundry basket. Satisfied Nikki's bottom was neither more nor less red than she deserved, Kim ended the spanking with a smack to the back of each thigh that left her handprint behind. "You can sit up now," she said. Nikki eased herself up and sat down on the bed, quickly pivoting to lay on her side and endure her embarrassment and the pain of a freshly spanked butt from there. "Uh-uh," Kim said, taking her roommate by the arm and pulling her back up. Nikki did as she was bid and put her face in her hands as though it afforded her privacy, sitting on the bed with a red butt and a pair of wet underpants next to her on the covers. "I'm sorry to have to do that," Kim lectured calmly, "but if you're going to behave like a little girl, I'll spank you like one every time. We do not hide wet undies in this house. You tell me if you have an accident, understand?" "I'll just take care of it myself," Nikki replied, no longer crying, but sounding very much like a well-spanked pant sweater. "If you'd been taking care of it yourself, you wouldn't have needed that spanking. Lay back." Not wanting to invite more punishment, Nikki did as she was told. Kim got up from the bed and went to the closet, sliding open the door to retrieve the package of adult diaper she had hidden there. She didn't exactly plan on following through with her threat. But when she spoke with her mother explained it all in a way that made sense to Kim. The young woman may have issued the threat to her roommate impulsively, but having issued it, she needed to be prepared to follow through on it. Her mother even volunteered to do the research and make sure Kim was prepared with diapers suitable for a 26-year-old acting just a tiny fraction of her age. And the bag of Rears Princess diapers had appeared on their doorstep within 2 days. Kim was unsure, but her mother was not. This roommate clearly needed a firm hand, and she expected Kim to deal with the issue, just as her no-nonsense mother would. The woman never saw why age should make any difference when it came to discipline, and Kim knew that. Having dragged her mother into the issue and been given clear instructions by her. She better follow through like her mother said, or find herself back over the familiar lap. Nikki looked at Kim with trepidation, not fully believing what was happening to her. Her private problem had taken a hard left turn. Kim saw the look of shock on Nikki's face and assured her, "This isn't a punishment. This is just practical. If you're prone to accidents, you should wear some protection. Mom is being really nice about it, too. She's not even adding these to your rent." Nikki thought she'd blushed as hard as she could, and then she learned Kim's mother knew all about her problem. She let her head drop back to the mattress, defeated. "Are you going to be a good girl and let me diaper you?" Kim asked the 26-year-old. "Or am I going to need to spank your bottom some more?" She took Nikki's silence for the former and set about diapering her roommate. "Open your knees," she instructed. "Not like I didn't see everything while you were over my knee. Lift." Nikki obeyed, and in less than a minute had her private part swaddled in a diaper for the first time in a long time. Kim sighed, feeling a little sorry for the woman. She'd been angry, but now Nikki had been punished, and she forgave her. "Sit up, honey. Let me give you a hug." Nikki did and put her head on her roommate's shoulder. "I'm sorry I had to spank your bottom, but any more nonsense from you, and I'll do it again. And next time with a hairbrush." Nikki whimpered. "And just because you're in a diaper doesn't mean you don't need to try to make it to the body. Accidents are okay, but I want you to try. But if you do have an accident, you need to come tell me, okay?" "Mm-hmm." "I'm going to keep the diapers in my room. If you need a fresh one, you come and tell me. Now, I think you should go to your room and spend a little time thinking about your behavior and what you're going to do differently from now on, okay?" Nikki stood up, and Kim gave her a swat on the back of her diaper, making the poor woman yelp and scamper back to her room before Kim could land another, crinkling all the way. "I'll come get you in an hour," Kim called out as she collected the wet panties Nikki had kicked off during the spanking. "Poor thing," she said to herself. "She just needs a little help, like Mom said." As a spank 20-something who didn't know any other life, that made sense to Kim. To Nikki, back in her room, it didn't make sense at all. None of it did. For starters, how Kim's parents convinced her it was no big deal to still be getting spanked by her mother at the age of 24. For another, why it never occurred to Kim it was always wet panties. Never wet pants, never wet sheets, never wet floors or furniture. Not that she had ever intended to involve her roommate in her fetish, but up until the moment Kim had taken her by the ear, she wasn't sure which was worse. Coming clean about her embarrassing fetish, or enduring the occasional scolding by the younger woman. Now she wasn't sure which was better, the wet panties she'd been enjoying for years, or the punishment and help Kim was offering, and her mother, too. Possibilities. As she emptied her bladder into the waiting diaper and enjoyed the new sensations, Nikki felt the pain and heat in her bottom and thought about Kim's warning to tell her if she'd had an accident or else face the hairbrush. "I'm a good girl," Nikki said to herself as she got out her vibrator and prepared to do exactly as she'd been told. Think about her punishment and what she'd do differently in the future. But she wasn't sure just how good a girl she was.